Vegetable Glue by Susan Chandler. Whenever you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Let's begin. When my right arm fell off, I knew what to do. I stuck it back on with vegetable glue. When my head rolled away, I thought it had gone, but I found it again and stuck it back on. You can see for yourself that something's not right. People don't fall apart. It's just not polite. I have to keep with me a big tub of glue to stick bits back on to make good as new. I hear you all shout, we've heard quite enough. Tell us, how do we make that gloopy green stuff?
If our noses fall off, then what do we do? Where could we buy some vegetable glue?
Well, it's not in the shops, and it's not on the telly, because vegetable glue is in everybody's belly.
When you eat up your greens, your body makes glue, which keeps all your bits still sticking to you.
But I was quite silly. I made a mistake. I wouldn't eat good things. I only ate
cake!
I wouldn't eat cabbage or turnips or beans. I didn't like carrots. I didn't like greens.
I didn't eat sprouts. Now I have no special glue, no goodness inside me like other kids do. While others are playing, I can't even cough. If I sneeze or I burp, then something falls off.
Oops, pardon me. I've made a rude sound. My bottom's dropped off and is now on the ground.
Now here's my granny to give me some more. She's looking quite good for 104. She'd like to know why she's so fit and able. She ate all her greens before leaving the table.
She ate all her greens, and I hope you do too. Then you'll never need any vegetable glue. The end.